Hey, you have tuned in, fortunately, to The Good Stuff. Stay right where your dial is set and take a few minutes just to relax and hear a little good stuff to add some sparkle to your day.
Old traditions, new beginnings. That's the Old West Days and Nebraska Cowboy Poetry Gathering coming up in Valentine, April 25th through the 28th, right here in the Heart City. I know it's been October for the past 30 years, and you're kind of set on that, but now it's going to be the last weekend in April. So set your calendars. Old West Days, Valentine, Nebraska, April 25th through the 28th. Go to oldwestdays.net for more details.
And discover the pulse of agriculture from grains to sheep, dairy cattle to top-notch horse operations. Equip yourself with the best farm and ranch equipment, updates, and upcoming ag events. Tri-State Livestock News. Visit them online at tsln.com.
Don't miss the Montana Maternal. It's a live bull sale of Open 8 Genetics. I said live bull sale, April 12th at the ranch, 5 miles south of Baker, Montana, starting at 1 o'clock Mountain Time. Offering 60 Angus and Red Simmental bulls by Renown, Logo, Open 8 Helix, Rainmaker, and more. They stress the maternal side with frame size, fleshing ability, fertility, udders, and disposition. That's April 12th, 1 p.m., Baker, Montana, Open 8 Genetics live bull sale.
And Mike, I hear you've got a great story about Old Three Toes.
Old Three Toes. I know a guy by the name of Johnny Three Toes.
I know. Yeah, but this isn't the same one.
Oh, Old Three Toes, the killer wolf of Harding County. For a 13-year period from 1912 to 1925, a killer wolf named Old Three Toes cut a swath of lethal devastation to the ranchers of Harding County, South Dakota. His range also included southwestern North Dakota and southeastern Montana. During his free reign of terror, it was estimated that Old Three Toes killed over $50,000 worth of livestock. Now remember, this is in the early 1900s. His deadliest kill was the annihilation of 66 sheep over a two-night period. By 1917, Old Three Toes was deemed a livestock killer. He was given the nickname Three Toes due to the fact that he had two toes missing from his right hind foot and one toe missing from a front foot. His track left at the scene of the destructions were his calling card. Over the years, Old Three Toes took on a legendary status, almost like a wolf from Jack London's Call of the Wild. At one time, over 150 men hunted Old Three Toes. Finally, on July 23, 1925, Master Wolfer Clyde F. Briggs from the Ozarks trapped Old Three Toes on a rocky hill northwest of Buffalo near the Little Missouri River. Briggs and an associate named Gus Havela took the wolf alive. He was then muzzled and his legs tied securely. Old Three Toes was loaded into a car where he was then driven to Havela's ranch. By the time the car pulled up to the ranch, Old Three Toes had died. Measurements were taken of the wolf. He was 6 feet in length and weighed 74 pounds. It was estimated that he was 23 years old. For his efforts, Briggs was presented with a watch from the Grateful Ranchers. In terms of his length of terror by Old Three Toes, it's perhaps better to put it in a historic context of what occurred in the United States. Sinking of the Titanic. Four U.S. presidents. General Black Jack Pershing pursued Pancho Villa into Mexico after Villa murdered Americans on a raid into New Mexico. The Lusitania is sunk by a German U-boat. World War I. Charlie Chaplin's first Donzie outfit of the Tramp. Red Sox trade Babe Ruth to the Yankees. The NFL is formed. An influenza epidemic kills 500,000 in the U.S. alone. And Leopold Loeb are tried for murder. It was all through these tumultuous times that Old Three Toes ran wild on his killing spree in Harding County. Interesting history.
Isn't that good? Hey, I'm sorry I can't respond to your work email. I've taken my bra off for the night. Liz Hackett says that.
Oh, I guess that's what happens when you're working for home, huh?
That's right. And this is from Kaylin Sebrun, Kaylin Grafe of Valentine. I have no desire to fit in. No plans to walk with a crowd. I have my own mind, heart, and soul. I am me, and it has taken me years to realize how important that is. She got that from R.M. Drake. She shared that. And welcome to our park. When it is hot, please dress for the body you have, not the body you want.
Uh-oh.
Thank you.
That's posted somewhere, huh?
Yeah, that's right. How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob?
Easy for you to say.
Yeah. How many Lowe's could Rob Lowe rob if Rob Lowe could rob Lowe's?
I don't know. I guess we'll find out again on another edition of The Good Stuff.